You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more of Monty's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight that we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to this 10th episode reading of Horse Sense for People. This chapter is about indelible learning. One of Monty's well-known quotes in his books and in our International Learning Center here is, "If all learning is from 0 to 10, the most important learning is from 0 to 1. Imprinting in the horse world is well-known, but it isn't always taught in the same way or with the same objectives. Nature has provided a tiny opportunity of time when the newborn is able to bond and log memories that are never forgotten. This is a chance for the human to create familiarity to touch areas on the horse that take away sensitivities. It also provides an opportunity to leave areas with sensitivity that helps in the training process later in the horse's life." Listen in to Monty's story about a horse named Barlet, a horse made mean, but by good intentions. You know, here at the Monty Roberts International Learning Center, we're always experimenting with ways to help horses feel their best. Because a comfortable horse is a thinking horse. One of the tools we've added to our daily program is the Dry Me Solarium, and we've loved what it does for the horses. This gentle infrared heat helps relax muscles, increase the circulation, and it's a wonderful way to help horses dry and recover after work. It's the kind of thoughtful care that fits beautifully with Monty's philosophy of listening to the horse and supporting them physically and mentally. So we're really proud to welcome Dry Me Solarium as the title sponsor of Horsemanship Radio. If you'd like to learn more about how these systems support horse well-being, visit drymeusa.com. That's DRIMEEUSA.com. And use the promo code MONTY1 for $150 off your purchase. That's MONTY, the number one, for $150 off your purchase. And now let's get back to the show.
Imprinting our young. Most of the emotional baggage that people carry around with them, at home or in the workplace, comes from their childhood. The real damage to the psyche of a child is done in what I call the 0 to 1 time frame, birth to kindergarten. In the rearing of horses, full imprinting is brilliantly simple and effective, primarily because it falls into the 0 to 1 time frame. Full imprinting is a process developed by Dr. Robert Miller, a renowned veterinarian and equine behaviorist. As soon as the foal is born, the mother imprints it by nuzzling and licking. She bonds with it. Bonding with a human child is an equally important factor between mother and baby. It is possible to introduce the foal to human contact through imprinting during the first hour of its life. Nature has created a tiny window of opportunity at this point in time when the youngster logs memories that are virtually indelible. A good experience with a human being at this point creates a trust that has the potential to last a lifetime. By contrast, I suspect that it would be fair to say that most of the remedial horses that I work with were damaged later in life than the 0 to 1 time frame, with one memorable exception. A story about Barlet. Disney Studios was looking for a flashy Palomino foal to use in the film The Horse with the Flying Tail. Slim Pickens, the actor, found a delightful foal called Barlet. Slim played with the foal and taught him to retrieve sticks. When Barlet returned the object, Slim would playfully lift the foal's forelegs onto his shoulders. With their size and athleticism, horses can become extremely dangerous if inappropriate behavior is encouraged. Barlet, in that critical early period of his life, had been given significant positive reward for negative actions. Can you imagine the danger a handler might face once Barlet was a full-sized adult horse weighing well over 1,100 pounds? Anytime he executed his front legs on shoulder routine, a person was immediately at risk of either serious injury or death. A monster had been created. Barlet was shown in confirmation competition throughout the Western United States. While he was a major champion, he had become so dangerous to handle that he had to be kept in a box stall equipped with an electrically charged wire to keep him from tearing the walls down.
At Monty Roberts University, we have one of the most comprehensive, accessible, and transformative equine education platforms in the world. Here's what makes it truly exceptional. We have over 900 video lessons from Monty himself and top trainers all over the world. We learn the language of equus on there. Monty Roberts University is built around Monty's lifelong work of decoding equus, the nonverbal communication system that horses use naturally. The university teaches people how to listen to horses and respond in a way that builds trust instead of fear, changing training relationships forever. You can learn anytime, anywhere. The platform is available 24/7 on any device, and it's proven gentle and science-backed methods. We solve real-world problems. The university covers issues that riders encounter every day. Spooking, bucking, trailer loading, tying, catching, leading, groundwork, and more. Demonstrated on real horses with real behaviors. So come learn with us at Monty Roberts University. There's new lessons every week. We have fresh content that keeps the learning alive. Students get new episodes featuring Monty and guest trainers, special horses, and behind-the-scenes insights from the farm. Go to MontyRobertsUniversity.com. Come learn with us.
Whenever the charge on the wire surrounding the stall was disconnected, the horse turned into a tiger. I was offered half ownership in Bartlett if I could get him into the show ring in San Francisco where the 1964 Grand National was being held. He had won his age class and needed to go back into the ring for the championship for stallions of all ages. Since Bartlett's value was in the five-figure range, I thought it was worth a try. I was also excited by the challenge and thought there was no horse I couldn't handle. I began with the training program that I have used on so many horses, offering positive reinforcement for positive action. With Bartlett, it worked, but it created only a thin veneer that often broke. He won the in-hand stallion championship at the Cow Palace, but remained deeply disturbed. I trained Bartlett until his death, but he was chronically distrustful and mentally unstable, almost psychopathic. A horse made mean by people with good intentions. Give people, especially children, enough of the wrong responses and they can easily be made mean. Horses aren't born mean, neither are people. Bartlett carried baggage of the worst kind. He was affected so early that it was impossible to completely eliminate the deep-seated negative behavioral traits. Abused children can fall into the Bartlett bracket. If the abuse, whether emotional or physical, occurs early on, it imprints the worst possible message to the child. A message so indelible that only the deepest therapy can touch it. And in many cases, little or nothing can be done. Family violence is on the increase, and it is a tragedy in our society that we're failing to deal with effectively. The abuse of children continues despite efforts to the contrary. In North America, we are seeing a frightening rise in school violence, the most notorious, perhaps, being the massacre at Columbine.
We are grateful that this episode is brought to you by our title sponsor, Dry Me Solarium, helping horses feel their best with therapeutic infrared technology trusted by professional barns around the world. Visit drymeusa.com and use the promo code MONTY1 for $150 off your purchase. And by our show sponsor, MontyRobertsUniversity.com, the most comprehensive place anywhere to learn Monty Roberts' concepts and methods of nonviolent horsemanship. For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com where you can find links and photos and more information about our guests. We love connecting with our listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/Monty Roberts and Instagram, instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.